This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Several years ago, I think 8 or 9 years ago, Ms. Mesquite and I were wandering through a woodland of oak and juniper. The oaks were Arizona white oak and emery oak. The juniper was alligator juniper. There was a rocky stream bed as well, a dry stream bed, but it obviously ran on occasion, and among the large oaks and junipers in that stream bed were ash trees and walnuts and sycamores. I could be describing any number of riparian corridors in the borderlands of southeastern Arizona, couldn't I? It probably sounds like a place you've been. But listen, we were just wandering, looking at things, plants, animals, you know, with our binoculars, and me with a camera thumping my chest, but ready for any photo opportunity. Sometimes I confess that I'll snap a photo just to remind me to look a plant up, you know, or read about when I get home. I call them these throwaway photos to remind me to pull a book off the shelf when we get home. Digital cameras are great that way. When I used my 35mm Nikomat, I sure tried to make every exposure count. You know, I was using that camera up until about 14 years ago. My father had given it to me back in 1970. Not only a great camera, but had a lot of sentimental value. Anyway, I digress. Sorry. Ms. Mesquite and I were wandering about a mile from our truck. We found a turkey carcass, feathers everywhere, and we wondered if a bobcat had pounced on it, you know, having hidden or quietly stalked through the understory of that woodland. Did it find a group of turkeys or just a lone hen? It's always interesting to try and recreate in your mind what happened. As we walked on, we noticed bright colors at the base of a large walnut tree and thick grapevine trunks. We walked over to a small shrine. Several bouquets of roses and carnations, a rose-covered cross, a small statue of Jesus. Someone had died here. We were in an area of migrant travel, at least at that time. We've noticed over the years that migrant paths change. Use an area for a while, then go someplace else when the Border Patrol gets hip to your paths. Over 20 years ago, the Ojolote was a migrant path, and on a couple occasions, we took in lost travelers at our home near that riparian corridor. We stood and then we hunkered as well and wondered who had died and who had found a way back to that spot to celebrate life and death with colorful spiritual offerings. I took one photo. It felt weird, but I wanted to remember that day, and we hiked back to our truck, both of us lost in our own thoughts, I'm sure, just trying to recreate in our minds what had happened there by that walnut tree and large grapevine. A few weeks ago, I was preparing to do a presentation, a Zoom thing, about native plants. I was going way back in my very unorganized photo archives, a tedious search for the perfect photos of a fruit on a sumac or clematis in flower, and up comes that one photo of the shrine in the woodland, right? So when the day of our weekly excursion came up, I said, let's go see if we can find that shrine. I think we can. And we did find that spot. Old dried bouquets littered the ground. Obviously, people had been coming back. An empty glass vase sat on its side. Ms. Mesquite spotted a plastic angel hanging high in a tree, and something we hadn't noticed before, a cluster of carefully placed rocks, a large rock surrounded by smaller creek stones. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't feel like I'm a spiritual person. But we cleaned up that spot, propped the vase upright, put a fresh bouquet of blooming goldeneye in it. Certainly we can do that for maybe a child headed for a better life with her mom or dad. An adult who dreamed of a better world. Me too. I dream of a better world. The borderlands are beautiful, full of stories, both happy and sad, but beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.